Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Beautiful people know it. The Bible is clear that we should be humble. A famous song has lyrics that indicate that it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I suppose if someone is good looking, it would be difficult not to know it. I'm sure that most beautiful people have been told that they were beautiful most of their lives, beginning when they were old enough to talk. Same holds true for being smart. You couldn't be very smart if you were too dumb to realize it. Good athletes are revered by all, as are talented artists and musicians, and on and on. The question is, what does one do with the knowledge that they have attributes that are admirable and desirable? Consider our Savior, Jesus Christ. He's perfect in every way, and yet he was humble. If anyone ever deserved to be proud and treated like a king, it was Jesus Christ. And yet he elected to depart his throne and heavenly kingdom to come to this world and be born in a manger in humble circumstance. He worked with his hands as a carpenter, and I'm sure he took tremendous pride in his quality work. Jesus did not require the best seats in the temple, nor did he want trumpets blowing when he entered a room. He was not hauled around in a Bentley. He walked everywhere he went. He washed the feet of the disciples, not vice versa. And he did so as an example to us that we are to serve and not be served. Jesus especially loved children, but cared about everyone. He spent most of his time with sinners, including prostitutes, drunks, and the much-hated tax collectors. He spent time with the poorest of the poor, including lepers. He was, in fact, criticized for spending time with those deemed to be unscrupulous characters, instead of hanging with the elite in the religious hierarchy of the day. Fortunately for many of us, he instructed Paul to spread the gospel to Gentiles who were considered to be dogs by Jews in order that we might share in his kingdom along with his chosen people. I've said many times that we should try to emulate Jesus Christ at every opportunity. And while the song states that it's hard to be humble, nonetheless, it is achievable. If you are thinking that this does not apply to you because you are not that smart or good-looking, then think again. Think about those who might be a different color than you, those who are homeless, the elderly, Jews, Arabs, Mexicans, the poor, those whose mistakes landed them in jail, those hooked on drugs and alcohol, those who are uneducated, immigrants, elitist Democrats, and those who definitely seem dumber than you. Just a stab at humor. Calm down. Do you look down on any of those people or perhaps others I did not mention? What's the basis of your pride? Consider that the very hairs on their heads are numbered, just like yours are numbered. And they were designed by our Holy Father to serve his perfect purpose too. In God's kingdom, there will be no room for prejudice, pride, and hatred. Treat everyone the way that you would like to be treated. You won't have to worry about the humble issue and too much pride ever again. No one likes to be looked down upon or treated poorly, especially us. 1 Peter 5:5. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.